Hello, it's Shahid, and welcome back to another Creative Law Awards podcast. Got some crazy news. This year's season has topped the Podomatic global chart. So you are officially listening to the world's number one marketing podcast somehow. So just a huge, huge thank you to everyone who listens, subscribes, and shares these episodes. And a special thank you for the very, very kind personal messages you've been sending me. I know that some people actually put these down on a training job number, and that to me is kind of better than being number one. That's just a little bit cool. So thank you. Also, just to say that our final deadline has now passed. We have some good news. Many of you have asked for an extension. Some of you have even bribed us with chocolate. So we have now issued a final call deadline for those that need a little bit more time to get their submissions ready. So you have an extra, a very generous, I think, 2 weeks. So the final call deadline is Friday, the 26th of April. I'm really sorry that there's going to be no more extensions past that. That is the absolute final cutoff. So best of luck to everyone entering this year. Even better news, we will keep our podcasts going up until the final call. So there are a couple of more episodes to come. Just a sneak peek, next week, our guest used to work with Steve Jobs. And if you're struggling to get decent briefs in your agency, that episode will give you and your teams everything you need to get sharper, better, and really awesome briefs. So keep a lookout for that. And then after that, we have a really great panel discussion on everything to do with AI. So lots to keep you entertained. And also, just for those new listeners, I just want to say that this is your platform to share your voice. If you want to get on a podcast after this season is over, I'm more than happy to record whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's inspirational or controversial, ideally both. And thank you to everyone who keeps pitching ideas to me. I know it sounds like I keep saying no, but keep it inspirational or keep it controversial, and I promise you it will happen. Oh, also, I was in New York a couple of weeks ago for a panel discussion, which was hosted by the New York Festivals. Big shout out to them. We did a panel discussion on the ego. The panelists were absolutely brilliant. We had Walter Greer from VML, Adam Hessel from The Block, we had Pierre Liu from McCann Health China, and Melissa Brunette from McCann Health Paris. It's really, really different, very, very interesting and very cool conversation. So do keep a lookout for that. I think it's coming out very soon. I'm not exactly sure, but just keep a lookout on LinkedIn and Instagram and the usual social media channels for that. I think it's going to be hosted on YouTube. Right, I think I've pretty much plugged everything. Let's get on with the concluding episode of my chat with the legend that is Mark Denton. If you haven't heard Mug Punter part one or two, just go back a couple of episodes, as this won't make much sense if you haven't listened to those. Getting lots of love for this one. You're in for a real treat. Enjoy.
Lead by example. I do a newspaper. It celebrates creativity. It celebrates creative people. I want to big up creatives who are doing great work. I want to make them famous. I want to shine a spotlight on creative people because they are great. And this new bunch wave of creative people, I don't like to see them being marginalized. And that's not because I am a nice person, but I think you've got talent. And why are they not being used to improve the client's business? What's anyone, you know, I've spoken to a lot of clients in recent years because I do like a chat and I talk to everyone. And guess what? Clients are ordinary human beings and generally they're nice and they want to do good stuff. And I've spoken to a lot of clients who have actually asked me a straightforward question. I don't know what my advertising agency does for me. I don't know what I'm paying for. I've heard that more than once, on more than one occasion. So there's something odd in the cogs that's getting stuck. Because what do advertising agencies do if they're not selling creativity? But clients, creatives are not being used for what they're good at, and they want to be used. It's like even now, I want to be taken advantage of. You know, I would, maybe I wouldn't say this, I am immodest. I think I'm really good. I really think I'm good. And, you know, I'd make marks on bits of paper as my side hustle, and they end up in the Royal Academy, in the Saatchi Gallery, and people pay money to put them on their walls. Why are clients not taking advantage of me and getting me to do that for them? I don't get it. And yet they want someone to create something that the punters are going to walk past without even noticing, let alone wanting to pay to put it on their walls. It's bonkers.
Where do you get your confidence from?
Being old. It's great being... Do you know... Do you remember when they used to... TV show where they do the clips with Harry Hill as the voiceover, and they have people falling over on their arse.
Like the "you've been framed" sort of stuff.
You've been framed. Yeah, sorry. That's one downside of being old. You forget things like "you've been framed." You remember them, but you forget the name. Apparently, it's not just because you've got Alzheimer's disease. It's because you've got more filing cabinets to sift through in your brain. Anyway, "you've been framed." Every now and then they show a bunch of clips from weddings, and on a regular occasions you see old grannies lifting their skirts up and showing their knickers off at a wedding while they're dancing round. And I haven't been to a club for a little while, certainly not this century. When you got young girls down at the disco, by girls, I mean obviously over 18, you don't see a lot of young girls lifting their skirts above their heads. They're more modest. Grannies, they don't seem to care as much. And I suppose I'm the granddad insofar as, you know, I tried being modest and I tried being grateful for the first 25 years of my career. It didn't actually get me far. It feels a lot easier now, to be honest. And, you know, I wasn't confident. You know, I was scared stiff going into BBH in my late 20s, 27 or whenever it was. I didn't think I deserved to be there, but there's something in it that makes me plow on anyway. But, you know, that was actually, if I was 27 then, that was 40 years ago. You know, after you've kind of got patted on the head a few times, back when awards were worth something, because, you know, it was harder to win them, you start thinking, oh, actually, maybe I'm not that bad after all. And now, you know, I haven't got all the answers. I'm not particularly bright, otherwise I might have retired. The only reason I don't retire is that I don't want to, you know, there's no deeper thinking than that. Do I want to retire yet? Nah. Do I still like doing it? Yeah. Do I like advertising at the moment? Not really. Can I do better? I think so. Let's have a go then. Do I like creative people? I love creative people. I miss working in creative departments when you used to be able to talk to people. I loved it when I was over at Gray and they took me down the pub. I loved hearing about their side hustles. There's more creative tools out there than ever before. We couldn't even set a bit of type. I had to draw. I had to trace type, draw it, whatever. Now you can, obviously, an 8-year-old kid can shoot a video, cut it, grade it, put titles on it, animation, the lot. You know, everything's available to everybody. And yet, advertising has never been so conservative in my life. It's never been so conservative. You know, so heads up to the team, great work to the whole team. The team, another word for a team, is a committee. And the committees are knocking the corners off of everything. Mm. So everyone's satisfied with what comes out, you know, from a business end, what's coming out of the sausage machine, the punters don't give a monkeys about it because he's had all of the controversial corners knocked off it. And by controversial, that might mean a joke or something that's a little bit entertaining. See, when you, I know I'm going off on a rant here, but it's one thing's leading to another. What do punters like? Ah, right. Okay. What do punters like? They like the Marvel Universe. They like Lady Gaga. They like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Generally, popular culture ain't subtle. It ain't subtle. You think they like, you know, I'm lost for who's popular now. Oh, they like Squid Game. There's something popular. They like Squid Game. Is that, tell me, Squid Game, is that subtle? No, far from it. It's a sledgehammer, Squid Game. It's a glorious, colourful sledgehammer. And yet, the pre-production, some pre-production meetings I've sat in, is where people are arguing about, well, I'm not sure about the colour of the that person in the background. Their coat's a bit bright. Can we have the grey coat instead? And the lighting's it's a little bit dark. Can we turn the lights up so we can see everything? But do you like the Marvel Universe? What do you think about the cinematography in Guardians of the Galaxy? That's a bit moody, isn't it? Oh, see, they're not, you know, a lot of the time, the team are not considering what's actually popular with people in the real world.
Mm.
And it ain't subtle. And There's more. There was only three TV stations when I was a kid. And in fact, there was only two when I was a little kid. But there's only three TV stations. Now, there's never been so much creative stuff, noise, interference, distractions, and people actually being locked into their own mobile phone. So you've got to prize people away from their own mobile phone, unless you're advertising on the phone. That's a different thing. But if you're walking down the street and there's a billboard, then hasn't that billboard got to arrest the punter in a way that it's never had to work as hard before? Because the punter never used to have this thing that they were locked to. But they've got headphones on, they can't hear, they can't see because they're looking at the phone. They're not even looking at the other pedestrians walking towards them, let alone a billboard. So haven't you got to do something even more remarkable? And you just think about, you know, it's great what we've got at our fingertips now. We've got a camera. So don't you do something so remarkable that they feel compelled to take a picture of it and then share it with all of their mates and followers and whatever? So why do something bland? Why do something that you really don't understand? You know, I'm a mug punter, what we used to call a mug punter, insofar as I'm a sucker for advertising. I see a poster for a new mint-flavoured Kit Kat. I'll go into the newsagent and buy a mint-flavoured Kit Kat. Because I think, oh, that looks good. I react to advertising, but when I see ads, I don't actually understand what they're selling.
Mm.
So going back to what the whole theme of this chat is about, the maddest things that used to happen in advertising, the crazy stuff that used to happen in advertising. Yeah, what we used to do is do a load of ads. Yeah, really crazy. We used to produce a load of ads that the punters really liked, and it made them go out and buy the product. I know that sounds crazy, but it actually used to happen.
And
it's bonkers, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that happening today. And when you'd be at a party, someone come up and say, here, are you in advertising? I love that one that does blah. blah. I saw the funniest poster the other day. There's another bonkers thing, because we're talking about bonkers thing. There's never been so many photographs taken. There's never, ever, in the history of the world, ever, been so many, many photographs taken. And there's never been so much, a bigger interest in photographs, because everyone's putting filters on them and cropping and just appreciating stuff that the normal everyday people never used to do. So photography, never had such a big following ever in the history of humankind ever. When's the last bit of great commission photography that you, when did you see a great bit of commission photography? What's the last bit you saw?
Yeah, can't think of anything.
Yeah. Instagram, full of fantastic illustrations. No one's been more connected with art than ever before. No, ever. And yet, when's the last great commissioned illustration that you saw for a campaign? People use stock shots. Yeah, it's just bonkers what's going on. What's available now? And it doesn't have to be expensive. You know, I get it. No one wants to pay the money they used to pay. Don't have to be expensive. Just what it doesn't have to, what it needs is less people sitting around the table for all of those meetings and paying their wages while they decide what is going to be produced. Or whether the coat in the background should be bright red or it should be grey. And then the budgets will be bigger. So you can have a bit of unique commissioned photography or illustration that no, because it's not a stock image, no one else in the world has got it. It's absolutely unique to you. It kind of says your name because it's yours, you own it. And it, you know, it is designed to reflect the idea, dramatize the idea, reflect the brand or whatever, rather than a stock shot of lots of young people from diverse backgrounds smiling and enjoying the product. That someone else may be using that for a different brand down the road, because it's a stock shot and anyone can buy it. That's the crazy, that, you know, crazy world of advertising is happening now in a way that we've never seen before. And my mission, before I chuck the towel in, because I'm going to retire probably about 70 if I'm lucky enough to live that long, because I've got other things to do. The world of art is kind of trying to drag me into it. Seem to be doing quite well there, and that's what I don't. But I love the world of commercial art, so I can't drag myself away from that. It's the whole conundrum at the moment feels like a creative puzzle that I need to crack, and it's impossible. I'm not King Canute. I know it's an impossible thing, but that don't stop me wanting to solve the puzzle.
When's your newspaper coming out?
Well, it was meant to come out earlier this year, but, you know, effectively it's me and some, you know, a couple of happy helpers at the moment. I am trying to, I've got a balancing act. I don't want to spend the last of my pension on it. I would like to get a bit of a return on it. So it needs to be a commercial enterprise. So I'm doing it the right way and getting a proper tight business plan together. But unfortunately, the other side of me is the person who doesn't want to compromise on the creative side of it. And plus, because it's really only me driving it at the moment, I want to talk to as many creatives as possible because I want it to be for them. But I also want it for clients. It's actually for clients as well. I'm going to make sure that clients know about it because I think that there's a lot of clients out there who are being really shortchanged. And a lot of them are so young that they haven't seen, because no one seems to look backwards now. And I understand that. You know, I'm not trying to reinvent the golden days and go back to something. I want to go forward to something even better. That's the thing. You know, it's just trying to work out what, if there was a natural progression of creativity just getting better and better, rather than going through the dark ages, which I feel like we have been since the start of the century. If we had never gone through the dark ages, how good advertising would be now with all the tools that are available to us. So I'm trying to make that leap and present that in a way that gets everyone excited, whether it's creatives or clients. You know, I want clients to see this paper and go to their agencies, slap it on the table and say, why are you not doing ads as good as this for me? Because it's going to be it's going to be very unfashionable insofar as press ads have been forgotten almost. I still buy all the Sunday papers and look at all the supplements. It feels like everyone's forgotten how to do a press ad. With notable exceptions, you know, I'm not knocking everyone insofar as there are a few shining lights in the industry still that give me hope when I see something good. There's still some good stuff out there, and there's loads of brilliant people, there's no doubt about it, on both client and agency side. But there's something else that's getting in the way of the system, and I want this newspaper, and there'll be an online presence as well. I want this newspaper to be just undeniable. Undeniable insofar as it will feel very creative. It will present creative ideas. It'll be a lot of the great creative stuff that creatives can do outside of commercial restrictions, shall I say, and commercial restrictions being a 20 strong team working over 6 months before something leaks out of the sausage machine. I mean, that's a big difference. You know, it's not just the fact that we used to go down the pub and occasionally come back a little bit worse for wear. And I'm not a drinker, so I'm certainly not advocating that at all. The big difference from an agency point of view is that there was a lot more produced. There was a lot less talking and a lot more action. And I would like to see action, creative action, very creative action, only utilizing the modern tools, these fantastic tools allow us to do anything. And if we can do anything, then the sky's the limit. We should be bettering what's coming out of Hollywood, even though I know things have taken a little bit of a turn for the worse, as far as scripts and things go, they're becoming a little bit formulaic now. I don't know whether that's because of the requirement just to produce so much content now that things are getting a bit cliched. But certainly there's no reason why commercial art can't be better than Hollywood or real art. You know, why, you know, we've got the tools now to do anything we want. And what we're, it seems like we're trying to be is too clever. It feels like, certainly commercials, it feels like I'm looking at what used to be post-production reels. You see post-production, you know, you could go to a post-production company, they'd send you a DVD maybe, and they'd... And you get a reel of their very best effects that they can do. And a lot of it was very impressive. And you think, oh, how did they do that? And in fact, punters used to watch ads and say, bloody hell, how did they do that? Because you'd get a Heineken ad and a Dulux dog gets up, an old English cheap dog gets up and paints the wall. That happens to be something I did back in the 80s. You get people saying, oh, how'd you do that? Because it was amazing. But now, even the punters know this, you can do anything. So nothing's impressive anymore. You know, there's no ad campaign with a budget big enough to better the special effects you'll see in the latest Transformers movie. You've seen Transformers, one hits one with a skyscraper, so the other one hits the other one with a battleship, and then another one hits that one with a truck And it's all photorealistic, and it looks like it's actually happening, and it's so bloody unimpressive. So I can see how it's an easy sell to a lot of clients when there's a deck and a reel shown to clients where they say, yes, and we can have, they show a clip out of a film where, you know, suddenly the person goes into the shop and they sit on a sofa and the walls move apart and they're in a different world. And then what happens after that is she starts flying. Flying, you say? Yeah, she flies. And then there's an elephant flying next to her. And they go into another world and then all the walls move apart. And then they go down a slope into this fiery world where they all turn into flames. And then they fly about. So, you know, obviously I'm talking nonsense, but anything's possible nowadays. So it's so unimpressive. So to me, when I look at an ad break now, and I do try to look at them, when everything's got the same wide angle lens and everything's got the same whip pans and everything's got the same drone shots and everything's got the same super slow motion and everything's got the same stop frame animation and the camera's whizzing around in a way that you think, obviously that's attached to a drone or something, or, you know, the world turns upside down, the camera goes under the surface of the earth and comes back up again, and then suddenly you're on a satellite. Everyone's got the same stuff going on and you don't know where one ad starts and the other one finishes. And they're all edited the same, so it's the same fast-paced editing. When all that's going on, to me, this is what the big difference in the old days, any good creative would say, that's what's going on. Let's have our shot, our next commercial, rather, one shot, and it's a locked-off camera, and nothing happens, because then that would stand out, apart from a very entertaining thing, obviously. But it's all totally locked off, and there'll be a fast-paced ad before it and there'll be a fast-paced ad after it, and it will stand out. But no one's thinking like that. It feels like everyone's got their hands on the tools and they're not using them very wisely, in my humble opinion, insofar as, you know, one cream cake's great. 500 cream cakes, you might be feeling a bit grue. And it's all too many cream cakes at the moment. And nothing's impressive anymore. And everyone's got an award.
Yeah.
And there's no stars. And they're not being paid much. So I want creative stars being paid a load of money to do fantastic work that we've never seen before, that will rival the best of Hollywood and make the clients very, very happy, because they shift all of the dials enormously, because the punters like it all again. How about that? That is my dream.
There's a positive conclusion.
But what happened in the old days, apart from me doing stupid things like going to clairvoyance, I don't think everyone else did that, starting an agency just because the clairvoyant predicted it, making myself so unpopular that I got fired from my own agency, even though I won more awards than anyone else in Europe, and deciding, what am I going to do now? I've just been chucked out of my own agency and I won more awards than anyone else. So what the fuck am I going to do now? So I decide I'll do a bit of directing until I work out what I want to do. And then I end up director for 25 years. And in theory, I'm still a director now. Still available. Send the scripts in to me. What happens now? It's different to what happened then. I can't think, you know, looking back, I don't know what stories you've got. I'd be fascinated to know what stories you've got. There used to be things that used to go on, which are not acceptable now, and I get it. You know, physical fights were not uncommon when arguments broke out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Not uncommon. But you can't do that now, and that was wrong. And to be honest, that was in, you know, it might have felt exciting at the time, but it was indulgence. You know, I think creatives were probably overindulged, you know, to put up with that sort of behaviour. But the fact is, but generally, people have fun in every department. You know, this is probably not acceptable now, and you might get a tap on the shoulder by HR. Now, I remember, I'm just telling you, like, this is a bit of history rather than anything that I would say needs to come back. Back when video cameras were very rare, you know, when I first started, the video cameras were very rare. And, you know, if you were a millionaire, you had one, and some agencies had them to make animatics. And one agency I worked at back in the early 70s, they had a video camera, and they just happened to use it to shoot a porn film over the weekend. And they were collared for it, because apparently that was against agency regulations. You weren't meant to shoot porn films with the agency's equipment, and they were collared for it. But they didn't get fired. They just got carpeted and told off. Now, nowadays, that might be a fireable offence. I don't know. Maybe that's going. I'm sure that's not going on nowadays, because a video camera is not a rare thing. But I'd like to refer to the olden days as the age of innocence, because yeah, they didn't know any better, really. You know, they made a mistake. Don't do it again. And I'm not condoning what they did, or suggesting that it would be a good thing to happen today. The only thing I want to come back is the appreciation of creativity as a tool to sell things. That would be good. I'd love that. That would be mad. Has any of that been of any use, the ramblings of a lunatic?
Maybe that's the new title for this episode.
Yeah, I believe me, I'm fully aware that as I've been talking, I've been driving nails in the coffin of my own career. But here's the truth. I've forgotten the bloody word again. It's old timers disease kicking in. You're probably not allowed to say that. But I suppose I am a little bit different from the current crop of creatives, and I'd like to believe that I am a disruptor of some description. But I like to also believe that I'm really easy to work with, like really easy, and enthusiastic, and enrolling, and easily excitable, in a good way. You know, and, you know, it seems to have got a lot more sensible now. And I think we need to get a bit sillier.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. So if people want to work with you, Mark, whether it be on a, you know, from a director's perspective, if they want to get involved with your newspaper, maybe they want to advertise in a newspaper, where's the best place for them to get you?
All right, look. Koi-com.com, that's my website. I think it's got all of my contact details on there. What, you know, what I didn't describe say about the newspaper, I don't think it is going to be funded by advertising, and it's only going to have good advertising in it. Only good advertising. And you know, you can give me as much money as you like, but I won't run an ad unless it's really good. And I'm talking direct to loads of small clients. We've already got a few projects up and running, so we've got a few advertisers already. I want content for it, you know, because it's because I noticed, and is that, you know, it didn't take much noticing, that my Instagram feed is so much more entertaining than the average ad break. Effectively, I thought, well, if I've got a newspaper, it gives me license to talk to all of these amazing, talented, creative people that I follow on Instagram, whether they're illustrators, animators, directors, or photographers, or whatever. There's so much bloody talent out there. So I am going to be getting in touch with all of them, but I want, if someone's got a great idea, if someone's a frustrated creative because they can't get great ideas through their agency, then maybe you've got a side hustle or an idea that would turn into a great article. You know, or a great photographer who really wants to show off their work. You know, because I'm going to be talking to the actual people who come up with the ads. It's not just about advertising. The content is going to be about anything creative, but some of it happens to be commercial art. But I'll be talking to some of the creatives. Some of them are going to be advertising creatives, and I'll want really creative, great photographic portraits of them. Or if someone says no, I'll make them out of plasticine, and I've got a good idea. Anyone who's creative who wants to show it off in a newspaper that is going to be seen by all of the top ECDs around the world, because I'm going to make sure all of the top jurors see it, all of the top ECDs around the world, and all of the top clients are going to see it as well. Because I want them to come in as well, because the water is going to be lovely. And I want to show everyone the possibility of real creativity and how it can be used to shift things.
Amazing. Well, we'll put your details in the show notes of the podcast.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to just come around and say, I don't agree with anything you've said, Mark, will you buy me a cup of tea and I'll tell you why? They can also contact me and do that as well. I really don't mind knockers at all.
Yeah, so please get in touch with Mark if you want to get involved with his newspaper, or you want him to look at a script, or even if you just fancy a cup of tea.
Should I give you the phone number of my lawyer?
I don't want it.
Okay, just in case. No, okay, look. I could go on. It'd be just me rambling still. I'm still fired up and excited and want to make creative stuff happen. Please get in touch with anyone who's got any kind of inkling to do that. But also give me a script as well, because I'll give a free newspaper away with every £250,000 budget.
Oh, cool. There you go. That's a bargain. A sign, you can sign it as well, right?
It'll be signed all over. You won't be able to see it for a week.
Well, look, thanks so much. It's been amazing, personally, selfishly for me. I've got a lot out of this.
Oh, you're a lovely man for saying that.
Thanks so much, Mark.
All right, look, lovely to talk to you.